Welcome to New Realities. My name is Alan Steinfeld, and this program is about the illumination of spirit and about this time of transformation of consciousness, of inner revolution, of how we are changing the planet in a collective mind. Tonight's guest is very much in touch with that type of transformation. He's a renowned numerologist. He's a past life regressionist. And we're going to talk about the power of numbers and what this coming year has for us to bring. And his name is Julian Michael. And Julian, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello, Alan. Good evening.
Good evening. You know, I'm always fascinated by numerology, but part of my reticence about getting involved with it in a deep way is that it seems like a fabrication. We assign arbitrary numbers to things, and the 1 to 10 is a sort of arbitrary base system that, you know, we have 10 fingers and all that, but is there any real, like, let's say, spiritual validation to the numbers we're using and how they're being used? Can you go into the background of that?
Well, numerology works from 1 through 9 because there's 9 months to pregnancy. The human being is born then. The father of mathematics is the father of numerology. His name is Pythagoras. And Pythagoras was a great philosopher, architect, musician, had his own mystery schools. He said in 550 BC in Greece, everything in the universe is number, and that number has a meaning. So numerology is a sacred science. And yes, we have numbers everywhere, but what if people just stopped and started noticing the numbers and how those numbers pertain to their own numbers, which is their names and birth dates, because the names are letters that correspond to numbers, and your birth date is also full of numbers.
Well, maybe, yeah, okay, I'm with you, and I do get this some organic, I mean, there are 9 planets, there are supposedly, there's 9 seems to be something that's sort of universal in some way, so you use these 9, let's say, archetypal forms to read all the energies in the universe. Is that true?
Yes, because after 9 comes 10, which is a 1. So it goes back to 1. So we go from 1 through 9.
But there's also 11 and 22 and 33. These are also...
These are compound numbers, but they're also known as master numbers. Mm. Master numbers meaning... vibrations that work on another frequency, and when these numbers are there, they purport more energy as well as a certain vibration that is created from these master numbers, 11 being your first master number, which is the key to the door of light.
The door of light
in Kabbalah, it's Dalet. And that door of light, one chooses if they want to go through that door. And when they do, they connect with movers and shakers and all kinds of experiences that make them think, make them ruminate, meditate. And the 11s are here to share with the rest of the world what they have found in the experiences through spirit.
How do we go through the 11 door? I mean, what access do we have?
The access of that 11 door is 1.
Is what?
Your birth date. In other words, if you're born in November, or if you're born on the 11th, or if you're born on the 29th, or if your month, day, and year come out to 11, which in the case of Barack Obama, he is an 11.
Well, we'll talk about Barack in a bit, but I just want to ask you, like, a little more basic questions. Like, 12, what were you going to say?
12 is a 3. December is a 12.
But doesn't, for me, 12 is a lot more than a 3. 12 has a lot more aspects to it.
Yeah, the 12 is a 1, 2, 3 trinity, where the 3 is expression, communication. The 1, 2, 3 trinity is a person or a vibration that is here to utilize that trinity in in a business sense or in their lives in a bigger way than just the three.
Okay. So maybe you could tell me.
Also with sacrifice. So when I see a person born in December or if they have 12 major in their in their birth date or somewhere in their chart, that means that the person has gone through some sort of a sacrifice, meaning that they wanted to do something, they didn't get to do that, and they did something else because of that.
And then they're sort of a better person because of that, would you say?
Doesn't make a better person, Alan, because energies, numbers have duality. They're positive and negative. So the three is communication, creativity, as well as words, artists, photographers, actors, telecommunications. This is all about what three is. Also, three is has to do with listening to what is not being said. That's a three. Also, the three is shyness and also not speaking or gossiping and not speaking the truth.
Well, maybe you could tell me about myself. I'll give you my dates, okay?
Let's do it.
And we'll just, this is the first time I'm doing it. I mean, I'm just throwing myself open to the audience. Okay, I'm born on the 22nd day of the year. That's January 22nd, 1956, 1956.
Okay. So the birth date is a PIN number. As we have PIN numbers to bank accounts and computers, passwords to this, we also have a password and a PIN number to our soul's computer, our soul's account. And this is our month, day, and year. Yours is a 1, 22. That's a master number. You can also break that down to a 4. 1956 is 1 and 9 is 10. 5 and 6 is 21. 2 and 1 is 3. Numerology, soul mathematics. So we have 4 numbers, vibrations to our password, to our soul's account. Month, day, and year, those three energies create the fourth energy. So you're a 1, 4, 5, 3, you're an 8. Or compound number, you're a 1, 22, 23, and a 21 is a 44, 8. So what these energies purport are your talents, your opportunities, your lessons and challenges in your life, in this year, in this month, in this day. So, being a 22, being born on the 22nd, right there, you're here to work in a bigger realm than just the 4. The 4 is a person who organizes and disciplines. The 22 is the person who is the master builder. You're the collector. You bring people together of all different worlds, bringing them together, and you're here to manifest and make it real, whatever it is that you want to build, whatever it is that you want to organize and plan. You have the 1956 energy, which is a 21-3. There's your 3, but that 3 also is a 21. I've been doing this for close to 30 years, so I see everything also in compound numbers. The 21 is the androgynous dancer of the universe. What that means is that you're a man who, through your life, you needed to understand and learn how to deal with the male and female archetype within yourself. Dealing with this, being androgynous, you don't threaten males or females. You're one with yourself, and you're able to communicate and express yourself to anyone.
Well, you could say that about anyone born in that year, though, right? Because that's what
you're
saying.
You're right. And if I was to talk to someone in 1956, I would say that. Also, I would say that you're a person who uses words, you're a person who expresses yourself, but at the same time, you have to be careful what you speak about, your words, and also in telling untruths or being jealous, because threes are very jealous people, as well as sometimes they don't, they hold back and they don't speak what is on their chest.
Would you say that I have, more power in words than in a sense? I can find
power. Your power is in words.
Okay.
Your power is through words, which is the media. Because people who are born on the 22nd, they usually work in some sort of a company or in some sort of a, they express themselves in a large group
in some way.
Through
a large group. Okay, gotcha.
Exactly. And the 22 also have a very strong past life connection with black and white magic. So
really?
You're a person who has abilities of sorcery, and your sorcery is through words. So you have to, again, be careful of how you use your words, because your words can also be very biting.
Right, that's true. So does it matter that it's the 22nd day of the year, or just 22s are pretty much all the same?
Well, 22s, again, and I'm just doing your, you know, I don't have your full name, because the name is a blueprint of your heart's and soul's desire, your personality, your destiny, as well as the energies that you don't have in your name. It also connects with stuff that you really need to work on in this life.
Well, how do the names and the dates work together? Tell me the difference.
Because they all, it's all a map of your soul, of your evolution, of past, present, future, now. The name where A is Alan, that's your first name, right?
Yeah.
A-L-L-A-N?
No, A-L-A-N. And you want me to give you my middle name, too?
Sure, go ahead.
Because I don't use it that much, but it's Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, and then Steinfeld, S-T-E-I-N-F-E-L-D. So does it matter if you use your middle name or not, or change your name? Well,
the name that you use now, which is Alan Steinfeld, is that correct?
Yes, pretty much, yes.
Yeah, the name that we use, that is the name that we project onto the world. That's the name that you want people to experience you, your vibration. That's what you're putting forth.
And if you change your name, is that...
When you change your name, you change your vibration, but you better know what you're doing, or you can create also havoc in your experience.
Do you advise... Do you advise people on name changes?
Especially if someone wants a creative name. If someone's an actor, they want a creative name. They don't want the name of a person who like yourself, who brings people together, who is a master builder. They want a creative charge to their vibration.
A creative acting charge. That's different than a building.
Exactly.
Charge.
Totally.
I see, because I like being creative as well, you know, but in a different way, you know.
Sure. Well, what's interesting is that the name that you choose, Alan Steinfeld, that is a, I have all these, that's a three, and then the Alan Steinfeld on the consonants is a seven. And that's a one. So Alan Seinfeld, destiny, your destiny is a one. So you're here as the pioneer, the explorer. You project onto the world a person who is a leader and a visionary, who is progressive in your thinking as well as in your doing, and you take risks, and you want people to wake up. So being the one in your destiny of Alan Steinfeld, you're a person who disturbs people, but you do it in a charming way.
Okay, I guess I do. So the name is your soul destiny, and your birth date is what exactly? What's the difference?
Your birth date is your life lessons. It's your talents and opportunities that guide you, and you move with this into your life purpose.
Okay, so you need your birth date or your talents to manifest your destiny in your name. Would you say that?
Of course. Yes.
So the,
and
the,
also when you have, it's like you have that one in January. So you're here to learn how to stand on your own feet. You're here to be independent. But you are a very strong person. You have that 22, you have that 1,
mm-hmm.
and also collectively you're a 44-8. And the 44-8 is a person who is here to create heaven on earth.
Right.
You're a person who really is here to understand the 1, the 8 has to do with power as
mm-hmm.
well as the laws of prosperity. You turn the
mm-hmm.
8 sideways, you have a person who is here to learn how to access infinity. It's also the mother's breath. So the 8 has to do with nurturing
mm-hmm.
others through what? In empowering. So you empower people through the words, through your writing, through
mm-hmm.
what you do in your life, taking risks to gather as well as feeling what people are feeling.
Wow, that feels absolutely right. I'm glad you didn't say I would be like a plumber or something like that. No.
No.
Because I mean, it's just incredible the way, because I've seen you do other readings and how it lines up so immediately as if it seems like the soul then chooses its name and its time of birth to manifest its what it wants to create on the planet. I guess that's it, right?
Well, the thing is that being a past life regressionist and a hypnotherapist, and my teacher is the teacher of Dr. Brian Weiss of Many Lives, Many Masters.
Mm-hmm. Who was that? Who was your teacher?
Gerald Kine from Florida.
Okay.
And I've taken people to In Between Lives, which happened to Brian in his book, and he writes about it. This is where we connect with our guides and our masters and our planners for our next life. So Pythagoras, he had his own mystery schools, and he taught about reincarnation. And he himself said that our names are chosen by our parents, but they're chosen by us.
Yeah.
And the name and birth date is just a code. It's a map of our evolution. So through our parents, we choose this vibration for us to come in. So we and them on another level have a way of understanding of what's going on in our lives. Throughout the Bible, as well as through other sacred texts, numbers are paramount.
Uh-huh. Now, my nephew has the same name as my father. It was named after my father, but they seem like two totally different types of people with different, you know, destinies.
I mean, is your father, is his middle name Michael?
No, my father's not.
Oh, but so then you don't have the same name.
No, but it's not me, it's my nephew anyway. My nephew has the same name as my father, and I was wondering. But, so you're saying the middle name then changes the whole vibration of everything?
The middle name, that's the name given to you, and Michael is a, one, it gives you the M.
Yeah.
It gives you the I. Well, the first I, you have two I's.
Yeah.
But the M, if you look at the M, and I ask people to also look at the form of the letters, the M is two ones, which is Z, which is this parabolic antenna. These two ones are like pillars, like towers.
Mm.
So this parabolic antenna is open to the universe. And
so
it receives.
Yeah,
so also the M is the magnet. It's also the mother. It's also a person who... And the M in numerology is one of the strongest letters of the alphabet because of its form. And it's the 13th letter of the alphabet. So it has to do with transformation, transmutation, death, and rebirth.
Is that what 13?
The M being a magnet,
yeah.
It attracts, and you attract with the M of Michael, all kinds of people to you.
So
but
you would be, would it be more,
but sometimes
yeah, go ahead.
They throw their garbage. Their emotions, their stuff, into that parabolic antenna, and they use that as a receptacle, as a garbage can. So the M of Michael and you yourself need to do some sort of exercise or something of movement, and not to allow people's garbage and stuff to hang on to you, or you yourself could be very problematic.
But would it be more powerful for me to use the middle name or to not use the middle name?
It all depends on, again, what is it that you want to project?
Well, I want to project everything you mentioned, a kind of collective consciousness, universal peace, empowering others and myself, expression, creativity, all those things. So, this is the advice I think me and other people want to know how.
Well, you're a 7. With Alan Michael Steinfeld, it gives you a 7 with a hidden 16. So you are a 7, which is a person who is the investigator, the person who also analyzes, the scientist, the researcher. I call this the Dr. Frankenstein.
Why is that?
Well, because you're a person who also needs space, and you need alone time.
Uh-huh.
And in your alone time, this is where you create your doctor, your Frankenstein, which is a metaphor for your plans and what you want to do and your vision. And you need that space to rejuvenate, regenerate, and then you go out in the world and you're here to share it.
Right. That's with the mic. Now, without the mic, I don't need my space? Or not?
Well,
or...
No, that's always going to be with you.
Okay.
No matter what. Now, the fact that you're using Alan Steinfeld, that is a person who is on the go, who is a person who is here, again, one, is here to be a leader, but you have to be careful of being a dictator, because sometimes, and there's a hidden 19 there in this energy, which means misuse and abuse of power. So you need to be careful of how you use your power.
Right.
Especially,
but I'm just trying to...
Born on the 22nd, it's like Jack Nicholson. Jack Nicholson is born April 22nd. So he himself is a sorcerer. He's a sorcerer of acting.
Mm-hmm. And Deepak Chopra is October 22nd, you know?
So there he is. So he's another sorcerer.
Right,
so you're a sorcerer, but it all depends how you want to use the sorcery. Also, 22s are extremely sensitive.
Yeah. But I'm just trying to figure out, yes, I know, but should I use the middle name or should I not? I mean, I guess it's up to me, but I'm just trying to know what would the difference in what I manifest in the world, or does it not matter?
I don't think you need to use the middle name. I feel that Alan Steinfeld is fine. I think the middle name would make you go more into your cave, and you don't need to go into your cave.
Okay, thank you. You see, that's very, I mean, this is the kind of advice numerologists can give people, because it's like, yeah, that makes sense, because I've shied away from using it just intuitively, and we'll just finish up like me personally, and then we'll go into the bigger plan. But how does 2009 look for me?
Let's first get through December.
Okay.
And as we're in December, we have this new president, and this president-elect is also a metaphor of us getting in touch with our own presidency, looking at ourselves as a president, as a person who's in charge. So it's important for us to understand ourselves and what's going on in our lives.
So you're saying the outer always reflects the inner. This is like the symbolic reality that we're always living in, is that whatever's out there has to do with our own internal process, right?
Yes, and at the same time, also our inner also reflects our outer.
Mm.
So where you're at with yourself, you can see what's around you, and you learn from those experiences, from those people, from the guides and messages and messengers that are all around us.
Uh-huh.
All the time.
All right. Okay.
One way,
that's...
I feel that we evolve.
Right. So, okay, December then, this president is coming forward. We're definitely in the midst of an economic transformation. Things are...
That's, and that's for us, to also question our own economy and look at ourselves and ask ourselves how you're spending your money, and also how do you budget?
Right.
And to look at any financial plans that you have, and to really analyze those plans and use the proper people, if you don't know how to do it yourself, to help you in guiding you in understanding the kinds of plans that you have, and are they working for you or not?
So this is also the symbolic reality. So we look at what's happening in the collective, and we see our own individual life and how we are part of that. We're not separate from the collective mind that's going through whatever changes it's going through. So that's an interesting way of
it.
That's a great way of looking at reality. That is why I call this program New Realities, to find new understandings about the world around us and to create something
and if
different.
People understand the numbers, the numerology, because we're in December. We're in 2008, which is a 10, which is a 1.
Mm-hmm.
You add the December with the 1, it's a 13-4. So we're in a 13-4 universal month, which is that of transformation, change, and death, and rebirth.
Uh-huh.
So it's all about the individual going through a process of really looking and analyzing at what is around them. Again, another metaphor. Look at your White House. Look at your house. From your furniture to your pots and pans to your clothes to everything. Look at it. What's going on there? Organize. Put things together. What changes need to happen? Because it's time, as we go into 2009, which is an 11-2 energy, and we'll get to that in a moment,
yeah.
It's time for us to simplify our lives.
Uh-huh. That's also a winter thing. It's a time we're going more internal, into ourselves.
Here in the East.
Yeah.
In Los Angeles, there's sun.
Right.
In Brazil, where also I do work, as well as in other places in South America, it's summer.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing we have to understand also, Alan, is, yes, we have ourselves here in New York City where we're operating from, but also what we're also learning is we're becoming global.
We're becoming a global civilization, which then in my theory and sort of what I'm here to spread is opens us up to galactic civilizations as well. So as we become the mind of one planet, we then interact with other consciousnesses beyond the planet.
Very, very good, Alan. And that's what this whole collective is all about. That's why we're going through what we're going through in order for us to simplify, to clean our house externally so we can be clean internally, so we can be more of a clear channel and to be a clear channel to join together, to work together, to share with one another.
Mm-hmm.
To be the channel of what? 2009 is light. The word
it is light.
L-I-G-H-T comes out to a 29, and that's what we're going into. We're going into a time of light, which is enlightenment, if you choose.
Yeah.
Or you will be doing the opposite, which is exercising your demons and living in the darkness, in ignorance, and not wanting that light, not wanting to be aware, not wanting to be conscious as a collective, as you were talking about, of not only the plan that's going on here on planet Earth, but on an intergalactic level.
Is that 2012? Would you say, is there a significance to December 21st, 2012, numerologically?
Numerologically, the 2012 energy, and again, we add them up. 2, 1, 3, so 2012 comes out to a 5. And if you look at the form of the 5, There's an inverted C, which means that's history. That's the past. There's the 1, which is the stem, and then there's that 90-degree turn.
Right.
5,
right.
Which is in between 1 and 9, is all about looking at the past, looking at the old paradigm, and bringing in a new paradigm.
Mm.
So 2012 is all about change. The change will affect our bodies, our minds, our spirit. Is it the end of the world? No.
Well,
no way.
I don't think it's the end of the world. All right, let's get back to the immediate 2009. So it's the time to either be enlightened or go into your demons. Now, how do you do that? What's the practical way to, you know, go with the change and the flow?
Well, one is, and that's why this December is so important, because in this December, and I write this in my newsletter, which is on my website.
And give your website again.
It's julianmichaels.net.
Okay.
And it's JulianMichaels.
Uh-huh.
In my newsletter, I write that, live your life and life purpose of life. Surround yourself in the company of saints. Exercise your demons. And what I mean, it's so important right now for us to deal with what bothers us, our what we don't like, our negativities. Because if not, in these days ahead, especially as we go into the 12-12, which is a full moon in Gemini this Friday, we are going to be staring at ourselves in a way which is, we're going to be staring at the stuff that we're afraid of.
Actually, why don't you come down, just thought, come down to Alex Gray's full moon this Friday at the Chapel of Sacred Mirrors. Have you been there?
Yes, I have. Matter of fact, I was there a week ago. I was there for a sound healing, which was beautiful.
Maybe you could just say that thing on the full moon there. Just, you know, say you have just something to say about the 12-12, you know.
Well, the thing is, and what's happening now is it's so important for us to express ourselves creatively, have fun, find your key to your happiness and joy, smile, the whole world will smile at you, and don't take life so seriously. And don't hold on to any anger, animosity, any old ugly feelings. And I ask people, go and see a therapist or do whatever it takes. And if it's a therapist or a doctor and people listen to this program, it's very important for that therapist to understand the psyche and not just be allopathic. Because not only are we becoming sensitive, and that is increasing, especially in 2009 because it's light, and it's how much light can you take in into your body, into your mind, into your spirit? How much light can you take in until all of a sudden it says, no, can't take any more because right now you need to deal with this. Dealing with this has to do with the fact that there could be some kind of negativity, animosity, anger, jealousy towards your family member, your mother, your father, your lover, where you were married, and the country where you lived in. There could be some sort of thing going on there, and it's time to work with that. In a way where you work with it and find it in your heart to emotion release, to look at it in a different way, in a different perspective, to surrender, to forgive, find it in your heart to forgive and move on, because you can't hold on to this anymore because it will just poison your system and your mind, because some of us are even becoming even more sensitive. And some of us are even becoming and walking the line of mediumship, which is connecting with other worlds and other dimensions and other frequencies, not only life and death, but the intergalactic frequency.
So you're saying what I get is 2009 is sort of the year we dig down deep, we purge all the junk in the way to our joy and happiness and bliss.
Well, yes, in the way, and there's more, because we're talking about the 11-2, which is partnership. We're talking about the 11-2, which is also being at peace, but the opposite of that is war. We're talking to problem solving, diplomacy. We're talking to an energy that also serves people to share. And it's interesting that I've been around people and friends in the last years, and they had houses or they had, you know, whatever they had around them, and they weren't into sharing, or they themselves were in a big house, and I would say, you know what, why don't you take in so-and-so or this and that? And they say, no, I need to live alone. I said, you know what, careful. And now they're calling me and saying, Julian, what am I supposed to do? I can't come up with the rent, or I can't do this, I can't do that, I can't do that. And I said, you know what, maybe it's time for you to start sharing.
Right. Was there a big shift from the 1900s to the 2000s? Was that like, how was that consciously manifested?
Well,
that
sure, Alan, because 19 is a 10-1, so it's me, it's I. The 2 is the we. The 2 is also the feminine. That's why the feminine, and let's go and talk about 2009-11, which is a 2, which is also the feminine, which is also the high priestess energy.
So it's a return of the divine feminine. The 2000 millennium was the beginning of that.
Yeah, what's interesting is when I was experiencing this and feeling this, around the world, different workshops here in the United States, in Brazil, in Europe, a lot to do with the goddess and the feminine, and then came 9/11. And that
What was that about?
Well, you can say this, that the powers to be understand and know how we're evolving, and let's say that that kind of was an impediment to most people's evolvement, because they couldn't deal with anything other than what was being fed to them through the media and the marketing of war.
What level of intention was that? So was that a collective unconscious? Was that sort of the dark forces? Was that the government? I mean, where are you speaking that sort of impediment coming from?
I think it's all of the above, including ourselves, because
we
ourselves just reflect what we need to understand and know about ourselves. So with this incident, we even became more freer to understand collectively our consciousness.
Could you have predicted 9/11, or is that something you don't necessarily do?
In 1999, I did a newsletter in August, and I felt that something was going to happen. According to the numbers and according to what I was feeling. So there was something that was brewing. But you have to understand that when people like ourselves who deal as yogis, as bodhisattvas, as people who want to understand and make a difference and awaken people to themselves and the miracles that they are. When we work with everything that we work with, and all the teachers and all the gurus and all the yoga and all the books and everything that we've done, and the dreams that we've had, and the ones that we have been able to interpret, and the ones that have guided us, all this work, we ourselves are open in that channel. And past, present, future is now, which means that we don't deal with linear time. We deal with time in a fourth, fifth, sixth dimension, and so forth and so on.
Well, explain that, because, you know, we're dealing with time. As you're kind of saying, these years are, I mean, we're numbering these moments in time. We're actually putting essences to them. So we're dealing directly with time as far as what you're saying, years and dates, and then what's the higher level of that? I'm trying to understand what you're saying.
The higher level is that there is no time, no space.
But we're dealing with it with these numbers and these dates.
We need the time in order for us to understand more of the sacred relationship with all this.
Uh-huh.
But at the same time, and what it's all about is that there is no time.
Mm. And in this no time sense, we're on the soul level, have transcended all the human lessons. But as a human, we're dealing with linear time. Would you say that? Or we're moving into a place where...
We're dealing with linear time, and at the same time, all these other frequencies are around us and opening up within us for us to understand other levels. As you were talking in the beginning about intergalactic
communication,
where people are getting to understand more of being green. And what does that mean? That means connecting with Mother Earth, with the Gaia, with this...
Mm-hmm.
With this energy that as we evolve, it evolves because it's alive. The Earth is alive.
Right.
It's
so
a
I
breathing planet. And when you go and I lived in Brazil for 8 years and I studied with shamans and I studied with fascinating people who sang to the plants, who worshipped the Earth in such an amazing, beautiful way, Alan, that it really took you to a place within your heart that that you usually don't go to.
Right. No, that's beautiful. Thank you.
There's a connection there, and that's what. And slowly, we're being trained, and we're, let's say, all this is a part of our schooling for us to open to other worlds, other people.
Other frequencies.
We don't even have to do that. We just have to do it here. Start talking and communicating to your plants, to your animals.
Mm.
Even before that, just say hello to your neighbor.
Right. But I do know you do animal work, and maybe we'll do a whole nother show about your communication with animals, but... let's just get back to 2009. Is there anything I should particularly look for in 2009 that, of course, I'm dealing with my own stuff as it comes up, and December has been an intense month for me, and going into those unseen places and pulling them out, and...
this is what's interesting for you, Alan, because now let's do something called personal year.
Okay.
So this is another a way of people to look at what's happening from a birth date to birth date energy.
Mm-hmm.
As in astrology, it's called solar return. January 22nd.
Right.
So we add 2008, that was your last birth date, which is a 10, which is a 1. So 1 plus 22 is a 23, and 10 is a 33-6. So you've been in a 33-6 personal year. And what that means is that in this last year, lots of responsibility, especially around home.
Yeah.
Also, there could have been someone who might have been sick or someone around you that might have been in need of your help more so than at any time in your life.
That could be my mother maybe, yes.
Okay, and it's interesting because it's a 33-6. And the 33-6 has to do with the mother. So mother is affected. And so there's a stronger communication between you and your mother
Could
at
be,
this
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
Also, the fact is that Also, if you look at the six, and I ask people to, again, look at the forms of the numbers. If you look at the six, there's a circle, there's a mouth there. So Alan's been asked even more to communicate, to express, to teach, to share yourself even more so than you have before.
I have actually. I gave a couple of really big lectures. I gave one in Mexico to 1,200 people on crop circles. Yeah, it's happening. It's happening. So 2009, what is that?
Well,
do
you
think?
Will be a seven, and you're a seven from Alan Michael Steinfeld. My friend, you're walking your destiny.
But I shouldn't use the Michael.
No,
oh, but that's my destiny anyway, you're saying.
It's your destiny. You can't get rid of Michael because that's on your birth certificate.
Right, it is. So you're saying, so 2009 will be a year of manifesting my destiny?
Manifesting your destiny and getting more deeper into what Alan wants to create, because you will go through a tremendous soul-searching experience to even understand more of the Merlin, the Morgan, the magician that you are, that is here to make a difference, and how do you want to do that? So you're going to spend some time with yourself as well as traveling.
Uh-huh. I like traveling.
To look at yourself deeper. And the last time you went through this was the year 2000.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, so it's a cycle, would you say? You look at cycles,
yes,
in people's lives as well?
Totally. Totally, because it's part of the timeline.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, I mean, we have about 10 minutes left. Let's look at Obama. I mean, I love talking about myself, but I want to bring
sure.
it more to a real collective. And let's see what Obama's facing and how he's going to do and how...
There's no mistake that his inauguration is on January 20th.
Uh-huh. First day of Aquarius.
2009, excuse me.
Yeah.
So you have 1 and 20, 20, that's 21, 2009 is 11, that's a 325 energy.
Uh-huh.
Now, again, I've been doing this for a long time. July 4th. 1776. Break that down. 1 and 7 is 8, and 7 is 15. 1, 21. 21 and the 7, 4 is 11. 325 energy. The same as independence of the United States.
Wow, that's quite a cycle, isn't it?
So,
what do you, yeah.
In numerology, the 325 is known as the heralds of light.
Huh.
It's a very strong vibration that is a signal to those as well as the rest of the world, because they are the heralds of freedom. They are here to bring us to the new paradigm, to progress, to a new way of looking at ourselves as well as going into the future. So that day is the birth date of Barack Obama's beginning, a 325 energy. And that, my friend, is very strong.
Wow. And
because
how
he equals the birth date of the independence of the United States of America, July 4th, 1776. So he is taking the Independence Day of America and moving forward with it.
Wow, that's really powerful. I mean, it just sends chills through me, huh?
Huge.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
so
huge.
It's
now.
Yeah.
Again, people have to realize, again, Barack Obama is not going to do it for you.
Yeah.
You've got to do it for yourself. He's just a representative that has been set up in your consciousness, in your holographic universe, for you to look at yourself and to examine what's going on with you, for you to find the president, the leader, that person within you, as well as in 2009, as you're joining together with other people, it's important for you to create your cabinet.
Mm-hmm. your connections, how you want to lead yourself.
Exactly, how you want to lead, how you want to flow with this dance called life and all the obstacles that are going to come with it, because the economy is not getting better, it's getting worse. But at the same time, Alan, we've been trained for many lifetimes to be here now at this time, because we're the teachers of the new paradigm. We're the teachers of a collective group, of a collective consciousness, of not only the green movement, but this movement of Earth and the whole intergalactic plan that's coming together in the years ahead.
Wow. So you see that really coming together. Is there any particular year that you see a galactic unfoldment, a meeting of consciousnesses in this dimension?
Well, it's no mistake that on this Friday, 12/12, the great film, The Day the Earth Stood Still, is coming out again in another form.
The release. Oh, I see. I see. That's interesting. Wow.
People are asking if there's extraterrestrials or aliens or whatever, and I say to people, they're walking amongst us.
Well, I've done lots of shows, and, with many people of many experiences, so I know this is their time in the next few years where we wake up out of our isolation, our quarantine, and start to...
Exactly.
Interact with a greater humanity. It's obvious.
To teach each other different forms of communication. To teach also each other how to engage, as well as, and one of the things I'm teaching more now is how to protect yourself, because we are becoming sensitive, more sensitive. People like yourself, myself, and teachers and communicators as we are. And that's a blessing. But at the same time, we need to know how to protect ourselves. We need to know how to not allow other people and their problems to not only burden us, but to create psychological and physical problems for ourselves.
So how do you say we should protect ourselves? What's a key for that?
In my next newsletter, I will be writing about this, and it's an exercise I've been doing for many years. And what it is basically is, and one of the most powerful tools in our lives is our imagination, and Einstein says that, is for you to utilize and imagine an electromagnetic energy field around you. And you can ohm or use whatever method. There's a method that I've been using, and I received guidance from Nikola Tesla how to do that. And I call it the Nikola Tesla electromagnetic energy field. And he was a great inventor.
Were you channeling Tesla? Were you kind of connecting with his consciousness?
He came into a meditation, and I wasn't thinking of him, and all of a sudden he started showing me this exercise for me to do and how to protect myself. And then I started sharing it with some of my friends. And then when I was living in Brazil, I was sharing it with CEOs and major people in Brazil that are making a difference.
Because I'm thinking of putting together a Tesla conference next year. I'll let you know about that for sure.
I would love to know about that, because people like Tesla and others, they are, they're hovering around us, and they want the good for mankind. They don't want us to destroy ourselves.
Well, they were part of this first wave of innovation. Tesla, Einstein, some of the quantum things. They opened up the doorway to a new consciousness.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. Because we're in the time of Atlantis right now.
We are, but instead of being destroyed,
we can do amazing things.
Right, and we're not going to destroy ourselves like we did last time Atlantis was here, right?
Hopefully not.
So we're almost out of time. I definitely recommend personal readings with Julian. He's amazing, as you just heard. And tell people how to get in touch with you.
Can I give my telephone number?
Yeah, give whatever you want so people can contact you.
Sure. It's 323-384-1333, 323-384-1333. Please go to my website, julianmichael.net. That's julianmichael, JulianMichael.net. And you can always email me at soulmagic, SOLMAGIK, at hotmail.com. I also have a show on Blog Talk Radio, Health and Harmony Network. And I also, please read my newsletter, and I do a lot of other things as well.
Yeah, please read Julian's newsletter. He's also great with animals. He does animal consultations with their owners over the phone. You're just the new consciousness renaissance person, aren't you?
Well, thank you, Alan. It's taken time because it took me a number of years to escape out of the space of time to get in touch with myself, and that was through my experiences in Brazil.
So any final word you want to leave people with for this coming year?
Enlightenment.
Be
enlightened in your truth.
Thank you so much, Julian Michael. I've been talking to Julian Michael, numerologist. Thank you, Alan Steinfeld, for New Realities. And please email me at newrealities@earthlink.net. Check out my website, newrealities.com. These podcasts will be archived there, but also on BBS Radio, my television show Monday nights on MNN.org, and also YouTube, New Realities. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. And next week we'll be talking to some other guests about the coming year. Thank you.